everyone. Welcome back to Slugcast for yet another episode of Science Weekly. This is your host, Maya, and today we're going to take a more casual route and talk about some conservational UCSC research on birds in Colombia. New techniques have made this research easier and more inclusive. I'm going to read y'all an article on this provided by the UCSC News Center, written by Abby Butler. Stay tuned to hear more about it. Okay, let's get into it. New mapping techniques empower bird conservation in Colombia. Natalia Ocampo-Panuelo, the Assistant Professor of Environmental Studies, and a team of Colombian researchers have introduced a transformative approach to mapping bird species distribution across Colombia, harnessing community science data and innovative modeling techniques. Their latest study, published with open access in the journal Diversity and Distributions, presents high-resolution range and area of habitat, or AOH, maps for nearly all terrestrial bird species found in Colombia, including endemic and threatened species. And endemic means more native to a certain area. These maps not only cover 94% of Colombia's terrestrial resident bird species, but also provide conservationists with essential tools to guide future efforts in one of the world's most biodiverse regions. Quote, despite being the most bird-diverse country in the world, knowledge about the distribution of many species remains limited, end quote, said Andrés Felipe Suárez Castro, a lecturer at the School of Environment and Science at Griffith University in Australia, and lead author of the study. Our research found that the current global maps lack precision for many species. Unfortunately, with the explosion of open access data, we can now integrate ecological information with the community science records to enhance our understanding of bird species distribution in Colombia. Accurate species distribution maps are vital for making informed conservation decisions, accessing extinction risks, and safeguarding biodiversity. However, traditional methods often fall short, lacking the precision needed for local-level planning. Ocampo-Panuela's team overcame these limitations by combining expert-drawn maps with probabilistic modeling, elevational range data, and the community science contributions from eBird, a global database where bird enthusiasts and researchers alike share observational data. The resulting maps showcase Colombia's biodiversity in greater detail than before, particularly with the Andean-Amazon transition zone and the Chocó region. Quote, these maps provide a clear picture of species richness and biodiversity hotspots that are previously understudied due to the historical conflicts or lack of access, end quote. Ocampo-Panuela explains, quote, for instance, we're seeing the global frontiers of deforestation firsthand in these transition zones. This data is crucial because we're losing those forests by the minute, and they host high numbers of endemic species found nowhere else in the world, end quote. To address data gaps in areas such as the Amazon and the Darién Gap, the researchers advocate for increased involvement from local communities. By building local capacity for biodiversity monitoring, Ocampo-Panuela believes Colombia can strengthen its conservation efforts without always needing outside experts. Quote, if you want comprehensive biodiversity data empowering local communities to monitor their ecosystems, quote, if you want comprehensive biodiversity data empowering local communities to monitor their ecosystems is essential, end quote. She notes, many biodiversity studies are parachute science where expertise leaves as quickly as it arrives. We need a more authentic, sustained community science component. The study's findings and new mapping methods have practical applications for local conservationists and national policymakers alike, especially as Colombia is currently hosting COP16, a crucial moment for the biodiversity protection on the global stage. With a commitment to protect 30% of the world's land and oceans by 2030, conservation targets hinge on reliable data. Ocampo-Panuela's open-source methods offer a blueprint for researchers in other biodiversity-rich countries to develop similar maps using their own local data. Quote, the innovation here isn't just in the accuracy of our maps, but also in the transparency about where our knowledge is solid and where it's uncertain, she says. Each pixel on our map indicates the degree of certainty, empowering decision-makers to see where the areas where data gaps exist, end quote. These maps are available for everyone to access, and researchers worldwide can update them as new data emerges, providing a continuously evolving tool for conservation. The framework allows for adaptability, making it applicable to a range of other taxa and ecosystems outside of Colombia, from mammals to plants. Beyond the practical applications, Ocampo-Panuela and her team see these maps as a step forward, increasing Colombia's role in global conservational science. Quote, we're extremely proud to say this research was done by a Colombian team for Colombia, As Colombia hosts COP16, we hope this work will not only benefit Colombia, but will inspire the other nations to invest in similar research that empowers local scientists and conservationists, end quote. As Ocampo Manuela and her team continue to refine these mapping techniques, they remain committed to supporting conservation efforts that balance science precision with community involvement, ensuring that both global biodiversity targets and local ecological needs are met. Quote, this study shows the importance of integrating multiple data types to improve our knowledge of bird diversity, end quote, said Suarez Castro. The use of community science data is key, and we should encourage work with local communities to obtain information that will help us understand and protect biodiversity, end quote. Colombia's cutting-edge work in bird conservation serves as a vital reminder of innovatively spaced approaches needed to protect our planet's fragile ecosystems. All right, so there you have it, everyone. Some super cool bird research and some innovations making it easier and more well-rounded, which is a big win for the conservational ecology field. I hope you enjoyed, and make sure to follow Slugcast on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast. I'll catch you all in the next one, and don't forget to take it easy on yourself. Bye!